The Ministry of Education has announced government's plans to transform polytechnics into technical universities. Speaking at the opening of the National Policy Dialogue on Tertiary Education in Accra, the sector minister, Professor Jenana Opokuagyeman, said the upgrading will complement the existing ones. This, she noted, will practically translate proven scientific evidence into products for commercial purposes. She, however, said the polytechnics practical courses will be maintained. Georgette Cole reports.
Recent statistics shows that the country produces over 150,000 graduates every year who add on to the already existing unemployed youth. Professor Nana Opokuagyeman said even though efforts are being put in place to solve the situation, more needs to be done. She said effective policies will be implemented to ensure graduates are employed.
In the 2011-2012 academic year, the total resource envelope of the tertiary sector was approximately 885.7 million Ghana cedis. Out of this, about 65% was direct government contribution. Nearly 96.5% of that was used for employee compensations. This raises mixed feelings. We are pleased on one hand that this is the result of enhanced conditions of service and therefore we want to see more results. But the situation where the cost of education is skyrocketing uncontrollably is a matter of concern. We do not only require more diversified, innovative means of financing tertiary education, we also require a financial management revolution in tertiary education that addresses efficiency and effectiveness.
The education minister emphasized that the polytechnic universities will not shift from its mandate of offering practical programs to develop middle-level manpower for the nation's development. She therefore called for judicious use of resources to boost the tertiary education in the country.
Georgette Cole reporting.